Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox. I'm one of the founders of LSATdemon.com. That's Chris Murphy. He is our head teacher at LSAT Demon. We have an email here from Taylor.
It says, "Hi guys, I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and I really love how you walk students through their questions, so I figured you might be able to help me. I'm wondering if I should write an addendum for a bad grade I got in a community college class that I took while I was in high school. I enrolled in the class because I thought I could transfer to the college I was going to. But when I found out I couldn't, I got discouraged and stopped caring, and it was too late to withdraw. I got an F. Fortunately, my UGPA is 3.77, so I wasn't too worried until I put myself in the shoes of the admissions folks, who would probably be thinking to themselves, why the heck did she get an F in a community college biology class, even though it was 4 years ago and my GPA and LSAT doesn't reflect that at all? I'm still considering doing an addendum. If I did, though, what would I even say? Help? Also, do law school admissions people look at GPA analytics on the LSAC website or on your official transcript? They seem to show two different things for me, and I don't even know where to start. Taylor."
Yeah. Nice reading of the onomatopoeia. I think you're overthinking it a little bit, Taylor. One thing you have to remember about these admissions folks is that you are not the first person who was registered for a college class in high school and got an F on it. They look at your transcript and they probably go, oh, Taylor was a high school student registered for a college class and for whatever reason didn't do it and got an F. I think that they're going to probably presume that the reason why you got an F is because you didn't show up. You know, these are common. These issues are common where people go, and frequently it'll be actually on their official college transcript where it's like, I was sick. It was too late to cancel the class for the semester. I got an F. Or I spaced out for whatever reason. I thought I had withdrawn, but the withdrawal didn't go through. I got an F. You absolutely can write an addendum. I don't mind you writing an addendum at all. I would keep it way shorter, though. I would not write this whole thing about I enrolled in the class because I thought I could transfer it to the college. But when I especially don't say when I found out I couldn't, I got discouraged and stopped caring. Don't say any of that shit. Just say something along the lines of, when I was in high school, I enrolled in a community college class that I failed to attend or participate in, you know, whatever. I'm trying to think how can we say this without lying, but also without oversharing and saying things like I got discouraged and stopped caring?
I think just misunderstanding the drop deadline is really all you'd need to communicate here. I mean, past that point, you got an F. That's what the story is.
Right. When I was in high school, I enrolled in a community college class. I decided I didn't want to take it. I misunderstood the drop deadline and I was unable to get out of the class. So that's why I got an F. And you don't really need to say anything more than that. It's just a simple explanation. It's one or two sentences. They're not going to care. They're going to care about your 3.77. You want to answer this other question? Do law school admissions people look at the GPA analytics on the LSAC website or on your official transcript?
Yeah, Taylor, they look at it on your LSAC applicant portfolio that they get sent that has all of your application materials, your compiled GPA from there. They get your LSAT score report. They get all of the letters and the addenda that you write specific to the school. That's what they're looking. That report has a lot of detail. So it's going to have the schools you went to, where your transcripts come from. They can press it for more info. They can see all these things. But I made the same choice as a candidate. I had the same experience. I had community college classes in my tiny high school that I absolutely blew off. I was like, who cares about these things? That drug my GPA down, I think like 0.25 on the GPA scale from where I was. So I went thinking I was a 3.8, got the score report back, and I was like a 3.6. And I chose not to do the addendum here because I wanted my application to be strength forward. If they're going to push for that amount of detail, they're going to see it. I would rather spend the words that I get to use talking about how cool I am, because that's what they're going to remember. There is nothing I could write here to make them look at that GPA and say, you know what? It's below our medians. But because of that addendum, we're going to treat Chris as a candidate at our GPA median. There's no way that's going to happen. So I wanted to use my real estate on that application to just really extol my strengths.
To push back on that a little bit, you do have unlimited real estate to write addenda. But I think that what Chris means is there's limited real estate in these people's brains. And if, you know, like Chris is going to write an excellent personal statement that shows him to be the great applicant that he really is. And then if he also submits an addendum talking about his F, well, then now we're talking about an F that Chris got. And if they're going to admit him, they're going to admit him based on his LSAC GPA and his LSAT score and his personal statement and all the other stuff. But they're not going to like be swayed by redirecting the conversation to, oh, but, you know, that F, if it wasn't for that F, then I actually would have a 3.85 GPA or something like that. Because you do, in fact, have the F, and they are going to have to publish your LSAC GPA to the American Bar Association, which is then what the law schools use when they, or sorry, what the ratings agencies use when they rank law schools. So your UGPA is your UGPA. And by the way, to answer Taylor, your question, it's not the GPA that's on your transcript. It's the GPA that is calculated for you by LSAC. LSAC has to do some equating. Different schools use different scoring scales. They have different policies for how they treat retaken classes, things like that. They're going to have to unify all that, make it all uniform. And so your official LSAC GPA could be higher or lower than your transcript GPA. There's nothing you can really do about that. It's just whatever they say it is, that's what it is. And you just have to deal with that. And I agree that, what'd you say, Chris? You want to make your application strengths forward?
Yeah, I want them to read it and only think about the things about me that are great. I don't want to undercut that narrative talking about places that I messed up.
And I think, to be honest, they're only going to look at most applications for like 5 minutes. I mean, they're deciding to admit you or not based on your LSAT and your GPA. Then if you're on the bubble, well, if you're an admit, they're probably going to read everything to make sure that you're also not crazy, right? They're going to read your letters of recommendation. They're going to read your personal statement. They're going to make sure that you're not making bad, like errors of judgment, like using your brother to write you a letter of recommendation or disclosing shit that you really don't need to disclose on your essays. That, you know, they're going to find red flags. If you put red flags in your application, they're going to find them. But yeah, I think they're making the bulk of the decision based on your LSAC, your GPA and your LSAT. And I just can't see one of these addendums being the thing that actually gets you in. You know, you'd have to already be on the bubble. And then they'd have to be like, well, we read your personal statement and we like you. We read your letters of recommendation and that makes sense. But we've got two applicants and we got to cut one of you. I just can't imagine that addendum being the thing that makes the difference, where it's like, well, this F, it was because it was in high school and I didn't really do the class. How's that going to be the thing that makes them admit you? I think that they could just as easily, that could be the thing that makes them not admit you, right? Because again, we're talking about the F instead of talking about something that is a positive. Similar, like by analogy, when you put that you're proficient at Microsoft Word on your resume, that's not really a strength. It would be a weakness if you weren't proficient in Microsoft Word. It's not really a strength to be proficient in Microsoft Word. And the problem with adding it to your resume, right? People are like, but why wouldn't I just add it to my resume? Because there's more shit on my resume. Well, no, the reason why you don't add it to your resume is because it's more shit on your resume that then keeps them from seeing whatever great job or whatever great educational experience you would be able to maybe use a bigger font on if you hadn't been including all of these trivial things that don't really move the ball forward. Anything more you want to say to Taylor?
I'd say, Taylor, focus on making your application all about your strengths, where you're awesome. And for myself as a candidate, I was applying to schools that already would have found me awesome by virtue of my LSAT score that I worked for. So I already felt like I was in a power position here. So knowing that, I wanted to make my application equally awesome. I knew they were going to see that detail if they were looking for it. I didn't feel need to draw additional attention. If you do write an addendum, make it short and sweet. Don't overshare, put any details that they don't need to see.
Yeah, you shouldn't be desperate to get into any school. You should be approaching it from a position of power where it's like, my UGPA and my LSAT are good. And I am going to be attractive to these schools based on my numbers. And then, yeah, you stuff your application with all of the other good stuff that they need to know about you. And then you just trust that if there are bad things like an F from a high school community college class, they might not even notice that. They might just be like, well, 3.77 and a 170, that's already above our medians. We were already going to give this person a scholarship. I don't see any reason for you to then be spending a lot of time focusing on an F.
Yeah, thank you for your question, Taylor. Really enjoy when you write in. If you do have questions, anyone out there in listener land, email daily@lsatdema.com to ask or to share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.